assuming Romney is the nominee, the conservatives who don't still trust him and don't like him that much will get behind him in a big way. They want to defeat Barack Obama with such a passion that they will support their nominee this time, I believe.
Can we safely assume now Mitt will be the guy?
Oh, not safely in the sense that things can still happen in politics and life. But Gingrich doesn't have the ability to proceed from the standpoint of money, and he hasn't gotten any votes to speak of, except in South Carolina, where they voted against the elite media, thanks to John King and Juan Williams as much as anything else. And you look at the states in February, they're Romney states, Nevada's next, big Mormon population. He won it 4 years ago, trying to get the nomination. He's going to win it this time. In early March, there are some deep southern states that might go for Newt Gingrich, but you cannot win in this country today just in the deep south.
The one of the things is that if you couple Santorum's numbers and Gingrich's numbers, that is more than the Romney vote, and both those guys, those also-rans, are wanting the other one to get the heck out of the way.
That's true, but in Florida, maybe overall, Bill, but in Florida, if you add up what Santorum and Gingrich got, it still was a point less than the total that Romney got. And you can divide it up any way you want. But Romney appealed to women. More of them voted for Romney than voted for either one of the other two. He appealed to Latin American voters, a very important population across the country this November, more than the other two. I mean, you just don't see where, if you can't do well in Florida, and neither of the other two did well in Florida compared to Mitt Romney, how are you going to do well in the nation?